This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free if you dial in at 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. You can talk about video game addiction. That's been the topic of discussion for the last hour here. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We give them to you free to get you hooked. So you'll start becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers for $3 a month.
Pump that pellet.
Well, you know, there's no real pellet that you'll get from Free Talk Live except for the daily pellet of our show, which I suppose counts. I don't know. We're talking about different addictive techniques that video games have implemented that are in many cases very devious. At least that was the discussion last hour. If you missed that, you can go grab it over at freetalklive.com later tonight. But there's a story from Kotaku.com that I just thought was probably the – I think it's a perfect example, a pinnacle of the someone's video game addiction or the zenith, the highest possible example of what can happen to somebody, or lowest, I suppose, possible example of what one's life can be like when one is addicted to these games. It's pretty scary. So I'm going to share this with you here. And if you can relate, call in, share your story, or bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Story is called I Kept Playing, The Costs of My Gaming Addiction. I hated level 40, she said with a sigh. It was the first time we'd spoken in 8 years, and she'd never forgotten the night I spurned her advances in favor of gaining a level in EverQuest.
Wow.
During the course of my tenure at Kotaku, I've referenced my days in EverQuest on many occasions, but I've never elaborated on what went down back then. Recent events in my life have brought that period to the fore, and I've decided to share my experience with our readers. And Kotaku, by the way, is a gaming website. In November of 2000, my life was going well. I had a lovely girlfriend, a serviceable vehicle, and a job that paid more than enough for me to survive while catering to my increasingly expensive video game habit. Within 4 months, it would all be gone.
Jeez.
At the time, I was sharing an apartment with a friend of mine named Dustin. Dustin was a great guy, but he spent his entire downtime sitting in front of his computer, playing a video game called EverQuest. I had encountered the game before, having participated in the beta for Sony Online Entertainment's massively popular multiplayer game. But once the game went live, I lost interest. I just couldn't see myself paying a monthly fee just to play a computer game. Oh, how things have changed. Having nothing much else to do at the time, I'd sit and watch Dustin play. He'd explain what his monk character was doing in the game. I was a spectator as he progressed, learning to feign death, earning new weapons, and taking on greater challenges as he got closer and closer to the level cap. So when I wasn't spending time with my girlfriend Emily, I would watch Dustin play. Or I would tool around on various text-based mushes and moos online, role-playing with people all over the world. I'd been into science fiction, fantasy, and comic books since I was very young, so slipping into an imaginary world came easy to me, perhaps a little too easy. Toward the end of 2000, Emily and I broke up. The reasoning behind this is far too stupid to delve into. Let's just say we were both young and a bit foolish. I became depressed, and Dustin had just the thing to cheer me up. The Scars of Velius expansion for EverQuest came out in December of 2000. My roommate, perhaps tired of my moping over my lost love, picked up a copy of the game for me as a Christmas present. I installed it.
How kind of him.
Created a half-elven bard, and soon our apartment had two guys in the living room at all hours of the day, faces bathed in the glow of monitors. Within a week, the game that hadn't affected me at all nearly 2 years previously had become an important part of my life. Soon, it would become my life. If I wasn't asleep or at work, I was playing EverQuest. The former was becoming a rarity. I would go into work, and I would still hear the sounds of EverQuest orcs in my head. All I had to do was close my eyes, and I was speeding through the Greater Fade Arc Zone, killing pixies and turning in quest items. In January of 2001, a man with a tow truck came to my place of employment and took my car away. I had fallen behind on payments without realizing it, and Nissan had decided they wanted my Sentra back. My first thought as I watched the tow truck drive away was how many hours walking to and from work would take away from my EverQuest time.
Oh, God.
I worked at a company called FranchiseOpportunities.com, maintaining and creating websites. But increasingly, my time there was spent either communicating with my EverQuest friends or browsing websites for tips on the best equipment and techniques for grinding experience points in gold. It was impossible for my coworkers not to notice. In February of 2001, Joseph Lunsford, the owner of the company, called me into his office. It wasn't an easy decision, Lunsford told me this month when I went to see him and talk to him about the person I used to be. You were amazingly bright. I was convinced there wasn't anything you couldn't do. You showed so much promise, but your interest in work just fell off. Projects started taking longer to get done, and it was obvious your head wasn't in it. You left me no choice. I was in tears back then. I felt unbelievably pathetic. I had no car. I had no job. Joe had handed me my last paycheck and about $120 he had in his wallet and sent me on my way. I took a taxi home, broke the news to my roommate. We had moved into a three-bedroom to split the bills three ways. Went into my bedroom, started up EverQuest, and forgot about everything. According to Dr. Hillary Cash, the executive director of the Restart Internet and Gaming Addiction Recovery Program and co-author of the book Video Games and Your Kids, How Parents Stay in Control, retreating inside a video game to avoid real-world problems is a common cause of video game addiction. I would definitely call it video game addiction, which is a subset of internet addiction. Many of the things that you described to me, this is the expert writing this, are typical of a video game addict, particularly the way that real life shrinks away for the addict, living more and more in the virtual world. And that's exactly what I was doing. I had been a confident and outgoing young man who enjoyed hanging out with my friends, spending hours chatting about absolutely nothing while smoking cigarettes and drinking countless cups of Waffle House coffee. Now my social dealings involved helping online friends camp a rare monster spawn or discussing class balance on my guild's chat channel. So as we were talking earlier about the caller earlier last hour was suggesting that if these games keep getting more popular, that all social interaction will go away and from real world and go into the game world. And that's what he's talking about. His social world became the people that that he knew in the game. Going outside, and of course,
yeah, that's not going to happen because, for the guys that are online losing their girlfriends, there's a guy out there picking them up.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and, this is not going to happen.
No, it'll never go beyond
a
certain
And the girls
point.
Out there losing their boyfriends, too. I mean, the gentleman called in about his roommate who's female, and I would say, just to guess here, that it's mostly guys, but...
Probably.
It doesn't really matter if it's only 20% girls if that girl's your girlfriend.
And I remember that it's not in this story, but there was another story about a guy who was addicted to gaming, the online games, where he thought his online friends were his real friends, but when he didn't show up to play, they were pissed at him. So they're not really your friends; they're just the people you play a game with.
Yeah.
Anyway, going outside was only necessary when I ran out of smokes or beverages. I lived off 30-cent pot pies from Walmart and cheap bags of rice. I was taking care of my most essential needs. But only barely. Oftentimes, I'd fall asleep in my chair in front of my computer with EverQuest running, waking up hours later to start the cycle all over again.
Wow.
Even now, my memories of the period are a blur of Oasis runs, power leveling, and experience grinding. My mother remembers those days much more vividly. She recalled recently, Mike was unavailable for most of that period. There was no way to contact him except to do a drive-by, preferably with a bag of groceries in the back seat. I remember trying to talk to him. Such a fine mind and a wild sense of humor, all covered up and hidden deep inside again. He listened half-heartedly and was easy to anger. He was going down fast, even to the point of telling how it really was and not just what you wanted to hear. Hearing her talk about it now, I can barely believe I'd gotten so bad, but I tend to hold on to positive memories more than the negative ones, like the day Emily came back. Remember, he broke up with his girlfriend in the beginning of the year 2000, and it was the breakup with the girlfriend that led him to the video game, which then he absorbed himself in, lost his job, lost his car, but now the girl comes back. Surely that's going to change everything.
Why wouldn't it?
I mean, you've got something else to occupy your time, something real, something tangible, another human being with which you can interact. We'll find out what he did. Here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can share your stories as well. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family. Family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever might have to be on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's right here in New Hampshire with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Soon to be thousands. We've got almost 800 people that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There are almost 10,000 people that are signed up as to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. In fact, you can be part of the first 10,000 if you get on board now over at freestateproject.org. We're trying to reach 20,000, so we're almost halfway to our halfway point. We're almost to our halfway point. The current count is at 9,994. We are six participants away now from...
Let's get that tonight.
...getting to 10,000. I don't know how, Mark, I'm not sure how accurate the clock is. I don't know if they calculate it on a once-a-day basis or if it's done on an instantaneous basis. I'm not positive on that. So even if we did it tonight, it may not show up till tomorrow or something like that. So I'm not exactly sure how it works. But nonetheless, the clock, the counter has continuously been rising over the past few weeks. And so come on board. Be part of the first 10,000. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and join us for the Liberty Forum coming up in less than a week's time at this time next week. Mark, you're going to be broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. I think Gardner Goldsmith will be joining you for that particular broadcast. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's so much to do at the Liberty Forum. It's a great convention-style atmosphere, lots of guest speakers and panel discussions, dinners, after-hours parties. It's a good time. So please head on over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. It's not too late to get registered. You can also use our discount code FTL to save 10%. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Luther, you made it out to the Liberty Forum last year, right?
I did, actually. It was my first big event in New Hampshire.
That's right, because you'd moved up to the Northeast.
Right,
you spent some time in Maine for a while.
Yeah, I had to move over to Maine. I got a job out that way, and I was kind of just roughing it by myself. Actually, I knew another Free Stater in Maine, and the two of us would get together and have the Free Staters of Maine meetings every once every other weekend or so.
So what did you like the most about the Liberty Forum?
I guess just meeting all the other people who were into it, you know, who were liberty-minded the same way I was. It was very...
good people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it was eye-opening, really. It just... I went home, and I was just felt so good, and I was in such a great mood, and then... Maybe a week or two later, my boss called me up and he said, "Hey, there's an opening at the New Hampshire branch. Did you want to transfer?"
Oh, nice. So, of course.
Yeah. Let me think.
Yeah, that's great. And it is a great group of people, and that's got to be the best part, I think, about the Liberty Forum is the camaraderie, the getting together, the socializing with other like-minded folks. And, you know, these are relationships that if you're part of the Free State Project and you're planning on moving to New Hampshire, these are relationships that you're going to start here and possibly last for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So it's really a great movement. Anyway, freestateproject.org. So we're sharing a story from Kotaku.com, Kotaku.com, where one of the writers for the website is really digging deep here and sharing from the heart a personal experience that is really sad. He was addicted to EverQuest. He got hooked on it after he broke up with his girlfriend in the year 2000 and subsequently lost his job because he was thinking about and doing EverQuest things at work. Wasn't playing, but, like, you know, going to EverQuest forums and chatting with his buddies from EverQuest and things like that while he was at work. So he lost his job. He was so engrossed in the game that he lost his car. They repossessed his car because he missed payments. He didn't even realize it. He was so oblivious to the real world, he was just enveloped within this game. So we left the story off where his girlfriend shows back up in his life. His ex-girlfriend, Emily, shows back up in his life. He says, "It was 3 months after I was fired that Emily decided to give us another chance. I wasn't the same man she had been with before. I was relatively skinny and my hair had grown ridiculously long. As we lay curled up in bed one evening, she commented on how my belly had disappeared, which tickled me to no end. It seems perverse to me now. It wasn't as if I'd been dieting or exercising. I was taking pride in my own malnourishment. My existence slowly started gaining some semblance of a real life again. Emily went out one afternoon and brought me a stack of job applications, which motivated me to go out, get my hair cut, and go to my first job interview at Fast Signs down the street. Looking slightly more human and feeling more alive than I had in months, I got the job on the spot. It was amazing how fast things had turned around. Unfortunately, it would not last. In an odd twist, my EverQuest friends were now worried about me. I hadn't been around, and they missed my sense of humor and my enthusiasm. My ability to twist four bard songs at a time didn't hurt either. These people needed me. I was important to them, and I couldn't let them down. Looking back, I can't believe I missed the irony there. So I started playing EverQuest again. At first, it was only on the nights that Emily couldn't make it over. But soon I was back to my regular play schedule, every waking hour. I was regularly late to work and called in sick at least once every 2 weeks so I could stay home and play.
You know, the government at some point is going to regulate these games.
Then came...
They'll have guys like this talking, telling their story at the Capitol building.
I couldn't handle it anymore because I was out of control.
Don't give them any ideas, Mark. You know they listen to the show. The woman I had once told was the love of my life was sitting undressed in my bed, not a foot away from my computer desk, begging me to join her. And I kept putting it off. I was so close to level 40, I could taste it.
Incredible.
I was in the Dreadlands, killing large enemies back and forth, killing them slowly with my bard songs. I still remember the urgency I felt, along with the annoyance that this woman was trying to keep me from reaching my goal.
Vile wench.
Couldn't she understand how important this was to me?
Yeah, it wasn't important.
She had certainly tried. Back then, she said, I just figured I was dating a gamer, and that's how it was going to be. She told me recently, I hadn't dated many guys at that point, and my older brother was the same way. He worked, came home, and played video games. 8 years later, it became obvious that my lack of attention toward her weighed far more heavily than either of us had suspected. One morning in late September of 2001, I called my job and quit. Whatever justification I had for this at the time doesn't matter. The reason I quit was because I was tired of making excuses for being late, and I just wanted to play EverQuest. Emily and I had grown further apart. During my time at Fast Signs, I purchased an old car from my sister, only to discover I couldn't get insurance for it due to my driver's license being suspended over a previous ticket, ironically issued for driving without insurance. Rather than actively working to fix the problem, I slipped deeper into depression. I would let Emily take the car, driving it with a tag applied for plate on the back, but wouldn't go anywhere with her for fear of being pulled over and sent to jail. Instead, I'd stay home and play EverQuest. The last time I would see her, until 2009, was 2 days after her birthday in early October. I had to let her take the car to her party, I had let her take the car to her party, but refused to go with her. She reacted by keeping my car for 2 days without contacting me. I responded by telling her to return the car and the keys and get out of my life. She did just that. And I kept playing. December rolled around again, 1 year after I had taken my first steps into EverQuest's world of Norrath, I had completely changed. I went from being a strong, independent person to a gaunt, unshaven, unshowered recluse, completely withdrawn from the outside world. My roommate, once one of my greatest friends, was threatening to throw me out of the apartment if I didn't find a job. But I had absolutely no motivation. The only time I left my dwelling was to scavenge for food at my parents' house, or to grab a quick shower, as our apartment's hot water had been turned off. There's more to the story. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. What happens to our intrepid reporter? 800-259-9231. He did manage to pull out of it, but we'll tell the rest of the story here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to own two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Plus shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
Maxfit, make sure hands go. Wow. Maxfit, make sure hands go. Wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous Maxfit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? Maxfit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or three hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a Maxfit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
Maxfit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. Maxfit. Make sure hands go.
Wow.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features, they're free. And they include the archive. So if you missed a moment of the show, just click download. You can have all you want completely free at freetalklive.com. In fact, in our podcast, they go all the way back to January of 2009. So enjoy freetalklive.com. We're talking about video game addiction here. We'll get right back into your phone calls, wrapping up the story from Kotaku.com.
You know, the guy is talking about how he was addicted to EverQuest.
Right?
Back in 2000 and 2001.
That's right.
And it's kind of funny, because if you just sort of, you know, tune in and you don't know that, you know, precisely what's going on here, you're just kind of catching up with the story. You're like, EverQuest? Good Lord, that's from way back. And it just sounds funny. Are you kidding? I mean, because there's so many games out there now that people are addicted. World of Warcraft, great example, that people are addicted to. And that's kind of the common thing. It's like a drug addict saying, yeah, man, I do Quaaludes and barbiturates. You know what I mean? PCP. You know, things that just don't get... It's just
right, back in my day,
right,
that kind played of EverQuest.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they probably still play it. I don't know. We'll have to look into that. Is EverQuest... still questing today?
I think EverQuest 2 was released in like 2004, and EverQuest 3 is in the works.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to continue here, and we'll get right back into your phone calls, whether you want to tell us your addiction story or bring up anything. This is one of the editors over at Kotaku.com, and he's talking about his history where he's had his car repossessed, his girlfriend broke up with him, he broke up with his girlfriend, the same girl. And let's see, well, actually, his girlfriend broke up with him before all of his addiction started. Then his addiction started, lost his job, lost his car, got back together with a girlfriend, then told her to go take a hike because playing EverQuest was too important to him. Skipped out on the opportunity to engage in sexual relations with his girlfriend when she was begging him to quit playing the game for just a little while to pay attention to her. It's just a sad, sad story. So she left. He told her to leave. He then quit his job that he'd managed to get at that point because he wanted to play EverQuest. And now we're to the point where he says that he was scavenging for food at his parents' house or grabbing a quick shower. The only times he would ever leave the computer screen is when he would have to go and do those things.
The part that it seems so odd to me is the roommates putting up with it. I mean, why? And
well, the roommate threatened to kick him out of the apartment.
But why didn't he just go to the parents' house? I mean, if this is what you're...
move into his parents' house?
Yeah, why would you just...
Guess what's coming next. Says, I remember feeling like a ghost, drifting through the waking world unnoticed. Luckily for me, my mother was looking out for me as best she could. Mom looks back and says, he didn't look like Mike anymore. He was scary and pitiful. I was afraid he was suicidal or dying of some mysterious disease. It broke my heart, and I knew that coming home and taking the pressure off would be the best medicine for him. And so, on January 1st, 2002, at the age of 28, I moved back in with my parents. It wasn't an instant cure for my addiction. As soon as I convinced them to let me order DSL, I was back online again. But something had changed. I started spending more time hanging out with my parents and less time sitting in front of my computer, staring at little computer people doing little computer things. I had responsibilities. I had a support system. I had a stable platform to launch myself from instead of the quicksand I felt I'd been standing in before. Within 2 months, I'd found myself a job at a local gas station. Later that year, I started speaking with Joe Lunsford again, his old boss, providing myself through contract work, or proving myself, rather, through contract work, until he decided to hire me on again in 2003. So I once again had a job, a girlfriend, and eventually my own apartment, sans roommates. And that's where I was in 2006 when Brian Crescente contacted me and asked me if I wanted to write for Kotaku. And that's where I am now. It would be easy for me to pin my problems on EverQuest, and society in general would accept that without question. I could say I fell prey to an addictive video game that nearly ruined my life, but I would know that that wasn't the case. I hid. I ran from my problems, hiding away in a virtual fantasy world instead of confronting the issues that might have been easily resolved if I had addressed them directly. As far as I'm concerned, the only thing Sony Online Entertainment is guilty of is creating a damn good hiding place. It was my responsibility to control how much I played, and the Sony spokesperson I contacted regarding my story agrees. The Sony rep said, EverQuest is a game. The majority of the hundreds of thousands of subscribers play the game in moderation, enjoying the gameplay as well as the community interaction the game provides. As with any form of entertainment, it's the responsibility of each individual player to monitor his or her own playing habits and prioritize his or her time as necessary. It's not our place to monitor or limit how individuals spend their free time. Dr. Hillary Cash agrees as well, though she suspects the game developers are actively engaged in trying to make their games more addictive. She says some blame can be laid at the feet of developers making a conscious effort to make their games more addictive, as we talked about in the second hour of the program. It's analogous to the tobacco industry trying to make tobacco more addictive. It works to their benefit. That having been said, it's up to the individual to take responsibility for how they play. During our conversation, Dr. Cash also likened gaming to gambling. Some people can walk into a casino, lose $5, and call it quits. You have to know your own limits and be conscious enough of them to know when you're in danger of going too far. My own solution to my potential for MMO addiction is rather simple. I've managed to turn a habit that once interrupted my work into something I actively have to do for work. It's no longer escapism if I am doing my job. Perhaps I'm fooling myself, but if I'm going to be that gullible, I might as well take advantage. As for Emily, she's sitting behind me as I type this, playing Peggy. I'd ask her to come to bed, but I know how important getting to that next level can be. So, she came back to him after all that.
I don't know what Peggy is.
Some game.
Apparently.
Yeah. So, just thought that was probably one of the most sad and revealing stories of video game addiction I think I've ever come across. And the last time we talked about this topic on the show, it was like pulling teeth to try to get somebody who, of our relatively technically oriented gamer geek audience, our internet listeners are likely gamers, to actually tell us one of their stories. So yeah, I figured we'd go with this one.
And not only do you have to have had the experience, but you have to be good at telling the story. In this case, this guy's a good writer and a good storyteller, and that's why this story is so good. Not only did he have the experience, I mean, you know, when you look at all these guys that have been drug addicts or ex-convicts or whatever, mm-hmm. there's only a few of them that are out on the speaking tours going to churches and youth groups and things like that, talking to people about their issues. Why? Because those guys can tell a story.
So we go to your phone calls here. We can come back to video game addiction or whatever. Dino is in Oregon. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dino. Dino, rocking out in Oregon. Dino? I think we'll just put him back on.
Is there any chance that's the theme song from EverQuest?
Yeah, that might. I don't know what that is.
I have no idea either.
So certainly, it sounded video gamey, though, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. All right, so 800-259-9231. So have you guys been hooked on something recently? Because I have. I was hooked on Fallout 3, which is a... It's not an online role-playing game, but it is a role-playing game, and it's of the non-linear style, so you're in this huge gaming world where there are all kinds of different things that you can go out and do, and I literally poured about 40 hours into that game in a one-week time frame.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked that much.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, exactly. I mean, but you... That's your personality when it comes to games, though. You'll get the game, you'll conquer the game, and then you go back to doing your normal life.
Yeah.
And you can do that. You'll put months in between games, whereas I generally play video games every day, but I don't play them that much. You know, if I put an hour into video games in a day, that's a big day for me. There are times, there are weekends when I say, you know what, I'm getting immersed, and I'll, yeah, you know, not shave, not bathe, frozen food it, and just, you know, I can play for 8 or 10 hours.
Right.
But I would never put that in front of, rarely would I do that to put that in front of work. That would be an extraordinary circumstance. Sometimes maybe on a Friday afternoon when people don't want to get calls from salespeople anyway. So, you know, like, yeah, whatever, play video game.
No, I have Brick Breaker on my phone, and I really want to beat my friend's high score, and I'm so close, but I don't know. I don't
dedicate. Sound too profound.
Yeah, I don't dedicate that much. It's Brick Breaker. I mean.
Yeah, I don't find that phone games are really engrossing or interesting to me at all. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
But it is like they said it here. It's the nature of what you have to do. So if I'll be sitting in a waiting room, I've got Sudoku on my phone. I'll play the Sudoku, and in order to rather than just sitting there.
Yeah. That makes sense. We're coming up here in the remaining moments. Enough time for your calls. Share your gaming addiction stories or bring up absolutely anything in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now.
Now. Now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through March 15th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends March 15th.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. There's enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. We've been focused on gaming last couple hours of the show, talking about the addictive techniques that gaming companies are using, putting into their games these days to get you to play longer and put more money into the games. There are also, we've been talking about a video game addiction and some of the consequences. We told a lengthy story from one of the editors over at Kotaku, or one of the writers there, Kotaku.com, where his life basically wasted away, lost his girlfriend, his car, his job, and literally was wasting away playing this game EverQuest. And actually, we were looking around during the break there, and because I was curious, is EverQuest still going? I mean, EverQuest is kind of the first game of its type. I mean, there were games before EverQuest. They were called MOOs. They're basically text versions of EverQuest, where people could get together online in a little text universe and go mm-hmm. around and kill beasties and things like that. And so EverQuest was kind of the first graphical representation of one of these games. And EverQuest came out back in 1999. According to Wikipedia, there have been 16 expansions available for purchase since then. And the last one that came out was just a few months ago, in I think December or October or something like that of 2009. So this game has been expanded upon and continues for a decade. I mean, what kind of games can make that claim? I mean, I don't know if they have upgraded the game engine and so the game looks like it's from 2009 now. That wasn't made clear to me. But
it has to.
But the game itself has it's still going.
On.
I mean, that's incredible.
Well, the game is not much cheaper than a new video game anyway. I mean, I think EverQuest cost $20 or something like that, and you can get a game in the store for most of them come out, the big ones come out at 50 and then work their way down to 20.
Sure.
When I buy them, they're generally sitting at 20 or
a smart way to
lower
do it.
But those are for kids who's they're spending their parents' money for $50 a piece. But you know, so they get the money from the video game up front, and then they get a monthly residual.
Right, of $10 a pop, I think, is what it costs at least, usually for most of these games, per month.
And you know, there may be a sign-up fee on top of that.
I don't think so. I think usually, you know, you pay $10, you're in for a month, and then pay $10 again and again and again.
Whatever.
But imagine that for 10 years.
Right. So what I'm saying here is, of course, they've upgraded it. If you can buy, an amazing game like God of War 2,
yeah.
which is, that's PS2. I don't have a PS3. you know, if you can buy an amazing game like that for $40, then for $20 and then a monthly residual of $10 a pop, of course EverQuest better be the, you know, top of the line stuff.
Now, it seems pretty unlikely,
as is World of Warcraft, I'm sure.
It seems pretty unlikely that anybody would have actually played EverQuest for all 10 years, but they must be out there, right? I mean, you're talking about
it's like
$1,200 is what you'd be spending if you played every month.
There are people out there that have, people value their accounts. There are people that have old AOL accounts and they want to keep it just because they've got some address they like. How about the people with the Rhode Island and the Delaware license plates that are the low numbers that they want to keep? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just this sort of this. I was one of the first members of the club.
Yeah, I was there.
Whatever
first.
It is.
Yeah.
I remember I was in prison and excited that I was the guy who had been there at that prison the longest.
Really?
I would tell anybody who would listen. I mean, talk about being excited about something you don't want to be excited about. Talk about a dubious title.
Yeah.
People are that way, though. So, you know, if you've been doing EverQuest for 9 years, you're not going to stop your subscription. You're going to keep going even if you don't play that often.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. So I can understand where these people are coming from with the gaming addictions. Like I said, I was just playing a game not long ago where I poured the hours in. I finished playing that game a week after I got it, and I got to the ending of the game. And it's one of those games that's non-linear, so there is an ending in the game, but you don't have to go to it. Like, I could have just gone and done other things in the game and never gotten to the ending if I didn't want to. But I did go and pursue the ending, and once the game ended, I dropped my interest in it, and I haven't picked it up since then, even though I did get an expansion for it, and I could go back in and do all kinds of other things in the game. Just, you know, I put it down and dropped it. But while I was playing it, it was profound for me. Like, I would sit there during the overnight hours because I was managing to actually get some work done, too, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's the time you were adding a lot of stations.
Yeah, I was doing fairly well. So
right.
Like,
I'm not going to hang your skin out to dry if you're getting stations.
I wasn't beating myself up too bad for this, but, you know, there was one night where I said, all right, I'm going to go to bed at 3 a.m. I'm going to bed at 3 a.m. And I didn't get into bed until 6, you know? It's just like, That's an addiction, right? Because you gave up what you had intended.
I don't think
in order to play the game.
I think that it requires a series of bad decisions.
It was night after night after night that I was one night. If it was the weekend, I'd be up till 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I did some reading. I did some reading on addiction recently after our conversation, and I was sort of distinguishing addiction as only physical addiction, and there's no place anywhere that anybody backs me up on my claim. There is psychological addiction. There are psychological addictions, and anything essentially you could become addicted to, whether it's gambling,
I think so.
Hookers, or television or whatever.
And there are different levels, I think, of being addicted. I mean, I wasn't addicted to the point where my responsibilities were suffering. If I had something to do in the morning, I was going to get up and I was going to do that. But at the same time, since I didn't have that much to do, I could have done things. Like, if I had something to do, I mean something I absolutely had to do, something that couldn't be put off. Had I been getting up on my normal schedule of 9-ish, 10-ish, or whatever time I managed to get myself out of bed in the morning, then I would have gotten more done. I would have been more productive that week had it not been for me pouring those hours into the game. And when the week was over, and when I was wondering to myself, I was thinking to myself, well, how much time have I put into this? I mean, I didn't know exactly there for a while. And thankfully, the game has a handy little counter of how long you've been playing it. And I presume that counter doesn't include the times where you die and you go back. So I'm not sure about that.
I wouldn't think so, but I would think it would, actually. But,
when I looked at the counter, I thought to myself, all right, I've spent a lot of time playing this game. I must have put a day's worth, like a whole day worth of time into this game, a full 24 hours. And I was surprised to find it was 38 instead of 24. I was shocked by that. I thought I didn't realize I had put that much time into it. And I think there's something problematic there. But at the same time, like you say, Mark, it wasn't. Nothing significant was suffering as a result of it, as a result of me putting all that time in. But I know where these people are coming from. where the addicts are coming from. And that's why I'm afraid to start with one of these online games, one of the massively multiplayer online games.
Because absolutely, I won't go near one for just that reason.
Right,
really.
I don't want to get drawn into. I do not want to get drawn into it and to start finding it important and to start spending time on it, because one thing could lead to another, and better to just not tempt myself.
Right. I mean,
well, I'm pretty good at just walking away from stuff.
Have you ever played one of the massively multiplayer online role-playing games?
I haven't, but they just don't look that interesting to me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, they don't look that interesting either, because I kind of like the idea of a game with a goal and, you know, eventually being able to reach that goal. So for me, it's not really something that I've been interested in. But there was one that came out a while back. There was like a Matrix online game. I've always been a fan of the Matrix movie series. And that was the one time I was tempted. I was like, I've never played one of these online role-playing games. And I was tempted. I was like, yeah, the Matrix is cool. Maybe I'll give this one a try. But I managed to not do it and find other things to spend my
time. Well, Star Wars has this game called Battlefield 2, and it's your stormtrooper or rebel soldier.
It's a war game, though.
Yeah,
it's a shooter game.
First person.
It's not first person, no? It's third person.
Okay.
You're up over the shoulder, unless you want to be first person.
And
it has a choice.
Like a capture the flag type game.
They have several different varieties, but you go, not unlike that.
Yeah.
That one particular game I play a lot. I am really good at that one game, and I've always thought I should go and play online. But no.
Well, that's what those games are all about. Yeah. Is playing the shooter games are all about playing online.
Maybe for you, not for me.
With strategy games, you learn. Like I play Civilization. I guess that's the closest thing I've come to being addicted to the game. I've dedicated so much time to that game, but it's a great game.
That's another one. Yeah, I stayed up all night playing that game.
It's easy. Like, you look up at the clock, and it's, holy crap, you know, 8 hours have gone by?
Yes, but it's been hundreds of years in the game, so you get a good investment there.
Yeah, it takes a while to really get things done. So, but anyway, you get to learn what the computer, how the computer thinks and acts, and it gets boring, and really you need multiplayer to kind of make
it. Once I aced that game, I lost interest in it completely. But that's another one that kept me up till like 9 a.m. on some nights. I was just playing and playing and playing. Anyway, we're done with the show for tonight. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime. Luther and Mark, thanks for coming in. We'll see you for the Saturday edition tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year. Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabrics, engrave ink, and bend strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.